Hard melt him in moder, hat mir skilde kaupa, fleog fagrar ora, fara brot med vikingo.
Everyone, I am back, and I just want to start off with apologizing for such a long absence. But I do have good reasons, though. It was never my intention to pause my podcast, but I have just been sick all the time with really bad colds and fevers, and I lost my voice on top of it all the time, and I just couldn't record because of that. And I haven't had enough energy either to make content due to that I've been sick all the time, and Kiddo has been sick as well. So we got sick in tandem, basically, all the time, and it was draining AF. I also took the COVID vaccine during this time, and I suffered quite hard side effects due to that as well. And it was actually very scary. It took long time to recover from that too, but now I'm starting to feel better. My voice is still kind of scratchy and such, but I just cannot stay away from making episodes any longer. I also want to thank all of you listeners that have been reaching out to me and gave me so much love during my absence. It truly means a lot to me, and I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm just so lucky to have such kind-hearted, loving listeners out there. It's rare to have that in this time and age, I have to say. So thank you all so, so, so much. I love all of you. Know that. Alright, so let's get on with this episode, and I'm going to continue where I left off and do the next crystal in the crystal miniseries, and this week's crystal is Black Kyanite. And I'll read like usual in the books first and see what they say about this one, and then I'll talk about my own thoughts about it all. So there's not a lot of info in the Crystal Bible about this one, and it's only about kyanite in general, not specifically about black kyanite, but I'm going to choose the bits and pieces of the text that I see fit. Kyanite is excellent for attunement and meditation. It is tranquilizing and a powerful transmitter and amplifier of high-frequency energies, stimulating psychic abilities and the intuition. With its ability to tune into the causal level, the stone can help spiritual energy to manifest a thought. Connects us to spirit guides and instills compassion, grounding spiritual vibrations. It brings spiritual integrity and maturity. It facilitates dream recall and promotes healing dreams. Psychologically, it encourages one to speak one's truth, cutting through fear and blockages. Opening the throat chakra, the stone encourages self-expression and communication. Alright, I'm going to stop there with this book, and let's continue and read some stuff in the Book of Crystals instead. And this is what it says. Keywords for kyanite: inner bridges, psychic ability, connecting with nature, past life recall, telepathy, empathy, element storm, and all chakras, especially the third eye and the heart chakra. Black kyanite can clear blocked energies in any chakra and can replenish the meridian system. It is both grounding and energizing, increasing one's vibrational frequencies without taking one out of the body. It is useful in energetic healing because it clears imbalances and brings forth an unhindered flow throughout one's various systems. Black kyanite can take one back to past lives and forwards to probable futures. It teaches one to experience interdimensional consciousness without losing one's connection to Earth. Black kyanite can bind synergistically with pneumite. Alright, I'll stop there and let's go to my own thoughts about black kyanite. Black kyanite is a powerful and fierce crystal in so many aspects. It's also a very morganic crystal, I would say too. And the shape is also very similar to a raven's feather, which is pretty neat in my opinion. It's a very shamanic crystal, I would say, and it's essential in my own collection of crystals that I work with. It's definitely one of the best crystals out there for traveling different realms, because 1. It helps to create a powerful shield. 2. It works like an anchor. And 3, it kind of brings forth your guides. And 4, it helps to take you very quickly to where you want to go on your journey. Because sometimes it can take time to kind of alter your vibrations so that you'll tune into the right sort of frequencies to travel to a specific place, or time for that matter. But with black kyanite at your side, it's just kind of instant. It's so weird in a sense, but it just goes swoosh and you're just where you want to be in seconds. It's great for past life journeying, in my opinion, and this was mentioned in the books too, because this crystal really helps you to stay in place whilst you're being able to witness the past instead of floating away in it. So let's say you have a specific event or a specific lifetime you want to explore, and you have a specific question about something particular. Black kyanite really helps you to kind of get to that specific point where you want to be, and it also helps you to stay there and then take you somewhere else when you're ready and done, instead of risking to just float away into other lifetimes and other scenarios and such. It's so hard to explain this, guys, but that's the best I can explain for now. And black kyanite is especially good for healing journeys, I would say too, and it's in my opinion a dark healing crystal, or how to explain it. And sometimes we also need to look at our past or past lives to be able to heal certain things or work on things. Maybe you have blockages of various kinds that hinders you in your spiritual journey. Visiting past lives can help you on the way to dissolve those blockages. Black kyanite is excellent to work with for these kind of things. It's more of a journey guide crystal than a healing crystal for me personally at this time though. Some people do use it for shamanic healing purposes, and I could absolutely see myself working more with this crystal in the future for that specific purpose. But as for now, I'm only using black kyanite in ancestral work, meditations and journeying sessions, which can indeed be healing as well, in some aspects too, of course. But as for using it for strictly healing purposes is not what I do as of now, at least. It's so hard to kind of describe this for you guys, but it kind of calls forward the guides and animal guides that you have, and they lead you to where you need to be and protect you during it all. It's a very shamanic crystal and have this sort of primal energy to it. And if you're following the Norse path, as I do, it is the crystal to work with if you want to connect to your Fylgia. Black kyanite is also a great crystal for ancestral workings, since it very easily lets you connect in those sort of channels, or how to explain it, and those kind of frequencies. I would also want to say that this one is not a beginner's crystal, so to speak. This one is better suited for psychically advanced practitioners that are able to take on this kind of energy. For a beginner, black kyanite might be too overwhelming in many different levels. So yeah, I would not recommend this if you're just starting out and you're not that developed yet. There are a few that are very spiritually developed, naturally, and they could certainly use this crystal from the get-go if they want to. But for those who aren't, don't begin your crystal journey with this particular crystal. But the choice is always yours, I'm just giving recommendations. So don't feel like my words are law, they certainly are not. I'm just talking from my own experiences and opinions about it. So, if you decide you want to try this crystal out, I'd recommend that you just sit down somewhere comfortable and preferably dark with some candles, hold the black kyanite in your hands and close your eyes. But be sure to ground and anchor yourself first, because you don't want to travel. You don't want to drift off somewhere. So, just let the crystal give you the information about its abilities and give you a taste of its powers. So let me get to the conclusions and sum this crystal up a bit. Element, air and earth. Energy, primal and intense. Deities, Morrigan, Freya, Kernunnos, Odin and Kali-Ma. Powers, shamanic workings such as journeying, for example, ancestral work, dark healing and bringing forth guides, both in animal form and other kinds of entities. And from this episode on, I'm also going to include runes, herbs, and trees that I associate with the crystal that I'm talking about in each episode. And the runes that I associate with black kyanite is Udal and Hagalas, herbs, sage, tobacco, patchouli, and Palo Santo, and trees, silver birch, hazel, and oak. The name of black kyanite in Swedish is Svart Kyanit, and it's two words, and it's spelled S-V-A-R-T. Svart kyanit is K-Y-A-N-I-T. Kyanit. So now we have reached the end of this episode, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have making it. It sure is good to be back, and I have missed doing this for so long, you guys. And I love you all, and thank you so much, all of you, for listening and for sticking around, even though I've been absent for so long. It's amazing. I truly love you all. Ha det godt. God melt him in molder. Att mer skyldig kaupa, flej och fagrar.